Yo, welcome back to another episode of Island Spot Sports. And before we get to our guest today, we have a big shout out for Living Sisu. Living Sisu is a platform and app that wants to give you all the tools to have success in your sport. Their main objective is to activate your lifestyle. So it's for active people. Enjoy discounts at companies like BioSteel, 30% off, Body Logics, the Goalie Guild, all's books are discounted. Roan, Lululemon for men, 20% off. Online stretching programs with Eccentrics, 1 full month free. They got super silent massage guns, 20% off those. And it's a great quality. It's way less expensive than a Theragun. And it's great quality. So there's so many more discounts that you guys will need to just become a member to see. So they want to provide you with anything you need for success. So come join the community. I'm a part of it. A bunch of other athletes are a part of it. So it's free to join. It takes 20 seconds to get exclusive offers to your sport. And it's definitely worth it. So do us a huge favor and go sign up for Living Sisu's membership. It's free, takes 20 seconds. So go do it and we'll see you there. Living Sisu is a great company. We know one of the co-founders, Zach Fricali. He's a great guy. He's the co-founder. He does a lot of live streams on Instagram at Living Sisu with a bunch of elite athletes. And you learn a lot from like the athlete's determination, the resiliency, everything to what made them become successful. So it's been a great experience so far. So go on. I'm going to leave the link in the description. So go sign up.
Yo, welcome back to another episode of Island Spot Sports. I'm Jack, and in today's episode, we are joined by a very special guest, former professional football player Chris Milo. Chris most recently played in the CFL, Canadian Football League, with the Edmonton Eskimos. He was drafted in 2011 by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders in the fourth round, 30th overall, and he played college football in Laval. So it's going to be a good time, Chris. So welcome to the show, Chris Milo.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, no problem. So how have you been? Like we've been like some crazy times, like things are starting to loosen up a little bit. So like how are things with you?
Yeah, I think like everybody, we've all been affected in a different way. And whether it's us personally or family members or whatnot, friends. So it's, I guess, just trying to adapt to the new real life, I guess, if you want. So it's crazy times, but I think we'll get through it, and I think we'll be better off for it.
Yeah, I like that mindset because a lot of people have really bad mindsets with that, but it looks like you have a positive mindset, positive outlook on that. So, like, that also helps when you have a positive mindset, and, like, that just helps everything get along, helps you get through this.
Yeah, 100%. Whether we're going through a pandemic or going through everyday life, whatever it is, my dad always told me, man, just keep a smile on your face, and no matter what it is, show people that you're happy. And if you have that, you know, I think that's step one towards having that positive mindset. And if you can do that, you'll get through anything. So,
yeah, absolutely. I love that. So let's get this thing started. It's like, so can you give like our viewers a little background information on yourself? Like when you started playing football, like why you decided to play it, and like what made you become a kicker?
Sure. Born and raised in an Italian family, like your buddy Zach. And I played soccer my whole life. I started playing soccer when I was 3 years old. Played up until I was, I want to say, 17. I guess I started. We have CJEP out here in Quebec, so we have kind of you go to grade 11, I guess, in high school. And after that, we have kind of grade 12, 13, sometimes 14, which is like a, I guess, junior college, whatever you want to call it. So and then after that, you go to university. But I played soccer all through up until CJEP. And then I guess my last year of high school, grade 11, was the first year that our high school actually had a football team. And I went out, I guess, during spring ball, you know, as a defensive back. And I was, you know, I did it for a couple of weeks, and I was like, I don't know, you know, but I think I'll just stick to soccer and move on. And I went to watch the first game of the season just because I had a few of my classmates and people that I knew on the team, obviously. And So I went to watch, and I saw the first touchdown we ever scored, the extra point, actually hit the center in the back of the head. So I was kind of like, I think I can probably do better than that, you know. So the next day, I just went to a couple of guys on the team that were in my class. We had gym class. I was just kicking some field goals and whatnot in the gym, and they're like, hey, we need you. You got to come play, you know. I said, well, I don't know. The season started. Can I do it, you know? Sure enough, went to see the coach, and I said, listen, coach, I just want to kick the ball. I don't want to do anything else. I just want to kick. And he says, listen, come to practice tomorrow. We'll see what's up. And away I went, and ended up being the MVP of the team that year. I was probably the only guy making points, so it was, made a bit of sense. And, that's where it kind of all head off from there. And, went to CJEP, played 2 years there for John Abbott College on the West Island in Montreal. Then I played 2 years of junior football in the Canadian Junior Football League. Played for the St. Leonard Cougars, which the team no longer exists as far as junior is concerned, but they still have the minor levels. After that, I went to University of Laval here in Quebec City, where I'm currently living, where my wife is from. So after football was done, we kind of just came back here. So played 4 years there. Played for Team Canada for 3 years before that in a junior program that was kind of cool, because we went to basically this little competition between, you know, the U.S. So we had teams from Japan, Mexico, Germany, basically we'd play them in a little mini tournament during the week of the Super Bowl, leading up to the Super Bowl, which was kind of cool. And then after that, after college, in 2010 was my last year. Won two national championships, one in 08, one in 2010. Ended up being drafted, like you mentioned, by Saskatchewan in 2011. Went out there. I was there from 2011 to 2015. We won a Grey Cup in 2013 in front of our fans, which was absolutely insane. It was awesome. And then in 2015, ended up moving to Ottawa. As you can see right now, just wearing the red, blacks colors. Won a championship there in 2016, which is cool. And then I just ended up playing a couple of games Edmonton in 2017. And then 2018, I ended up doing a bit of scouting for Edmonton as well. So I was able to kind of see that aspect of the game and, you know, a different view, different mindset, kind of see how things are run and how decisions are made and that type of stuff. And it was kind of cool because I was able to go to, New York Giants, Jets, and then on my way up, coming back home, I went up to New England to see a couple of practices there. So that was it was pretty neat, you know, just to be on the same field as some of those guys. And Odell Beckham's or Saquon Barkley or, you know, Tom Brady, Gronk, you know, all those guys. You know, it's just cool to be able to be on that same field with them. And you're playing the same sport, but it just seems so much more elevated when the NFL. So it's a different world. But yeah, that's kind of my journey. And now I'm back in Quebec City. I'm driving the city bus for a living and just, you know, enjoying life.
Yeah, what a story. You go from a star soccer player to get that shot in football where you're the kicker, getting them points and getting the first ever point for them. And then go on this run where you're playing for Canada and then go to junior everything football, pro football, and you also did a little scouting. That must have been a whole different experience when you're just learning it from like the management point of view and just overseeing like what you did for the so many years before going over to the scouting ranks.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a completely different world, and you kind of you get a better idea as far as how things are done. And as a player, you don't necessarily see that aspect of the game, or, you know, you have an idea of what it might be, but, you know, when you're actually there and you're able to, you know, be in those meetings with the GM and the coaches and, you know, the staff around, it's kind of, it's pretty neat to see how things are done and to have that, you know, that experience to go to the NFL and just to, you know, when you compare the CFL and the NFL, it's just like, I don't know, there is no comparison, really. It's just a completely different world. You know, you have just the simple things, you know, you walk into the facility, there's everything you need as far as energy drinks, the food, supplements, weights, you know, facility, anything you need is there, right? So money is there, obviously a bit lacking in the CFL, but hopefully they can, you know, hit the ground running and, you know, being back and playing this year, hopefully it could be a bright future for the league. So.
Yeah, absolutely. And like, so like, what were some of the biggest things that you learned from like the scouting side of things that you were like, that you didn't really see and when you were playing, and just like realizing about like all the diff, like what you thought about before going into that scouting ring?
Well, you know, it's more so just, you know, you appreciate all the hard work that's put in, you know, all the, you know, the guys that are behind the scenes, people that don't necessarily get all the credit or any credit at all, right? It's the GM is his team and he makes the final decisions. But at the end of the day, it's just the amount of work that's put in by people around him and, you know, especially the scouts who are on the road every day. They're traveling from hotel to hotel, facility to facility, meeting new people, trying to make contacts, trying to, you know, writing reports on, you know, hundreds of players. And, you know, it's not one or two lines. Like, you're writing an in-depth report on these guys, because at the end of the day, they're, you know, you're trying to find the best players to help your team and make your team better. So just the amount of work, I think, is what really stood out to me. I think you appreciate those people a lot more after you've gone through it and after you've experienced it. I think like anything really, but really on that, in that aspect of football, it's really cool to see. And, you know, it's a tight fraternity, you know, tight little fraternity, if you want, like it's, you know, they know where you're coming from. It's, you know, you're able to ask questions and to learn from these people that have years and years of experience, and you try to take that and bring that to your own team and see how you can better yourselves and, you know, get to that level eventually. So.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, was it hard work in the aspect, like there's a ton of work to do, or were you just happy to do it and like just having fun with it because you're trying to make the team better and trying to get the guys that deserve a shot and like that are going to make your team better?
Yeah, no, it's I definitely embraced it, just because, you know, it was a tough transition, not gonna lie, to from football to nothing to potentially being back with the team and being with an organization, someone that's bigger than me. So that was pretty cool, just to, you know, to be able to have the opportunity, and I took full advantage of it. I really embraced it. I didn't mind doing the work and I didn't mind doing the traveling. It was fun, you know, it was fun to still have the foot inside the game and to impact your team in a different way, I guess. But yeah, no, it was definitely something that I saw myself doing, that I knew I could do. And yeah, it was a really cool experience.
Yeah. If you're having fun, are you really working, or is it just something like you love to do?
Exactly. You got it.
Yeah, so let's get on to like a little bit of your high school days here. Like, what was like high school football like for you growing up, and like what did you learn from those experiences to help you develop into that football player going into college and university and then going into the CFL and pro?
Yeah, so I mean, you know, like I said, you know, when I first started off, I was you don't really know too much. Like, you see it on TV, you try to emulate what's going on. You don't really have I didn't really have any coaching as far as kicking is concerned until, you know, later on in my career. But I think, you know, the just team bonding, you get to meet different people. You get to learn more about yourself also when you're put in tough situations, and, you know, you learn how to get out of those situations. And I think, you know, you can just use that on your journey, whether it's in high school or in the pros. It's You gotta, you know, face adversity, and you learn to do that at a young age. And, you know, especially playing soccer all those years, I was always put in a situation where it was very competitive, or it was very, you know, you had to work hard, and you had to, you know, put in the effort to get the result, excuse me. And I think that, you know, as far as lessons you learn, I think there's no better sport. You have people from all different backgrounds, all, you know, different religions, ethnicities, whatever. We all come together for the same cause, and it's really fun to see. And it just makes you, I think, an overall better person in life. So,
yeah, I think that's huge. Where you said that, like, you have to be put into like in a situations where you don't want to be put into, but like you have to fight your way out, like face that adversity, because if you don't face adversity, like, you're going to think everything's easy for you. And when you do hit that wall with adversity, you're not going to be able to escape, and just it's gonna tear you apart. But when you do face that adversity, like, it makes you stronger and better as a person, as a player, as an athlete, and it just helps you develop even further and get over those barriers when something gets hard. Like, you just got to go for it.
100%, 100%. You got to keep going, you know, and I think we're living it right now with the pandemic. You know, it's what it is. Like, we can't control it, but we can control our own actions, and we can, you know, do what we can to better ourselves, better people around us. And we got to fight through it, because if we don't, then we're going to be in it forever, you know. So put your head down, you know, get your lunch pail and let's go, you know. So.
Yeah, exactly. So then after high school, you go on to play college football. You played in Laval. So, like, what made you choose to stay in Canada to play college football?
Yeah, I mean, I did have an opportunity once I was in school. I got a call from Baylor, but I was kind of already here. I was already with the team, and I was, you know, I kind of felt bad leaving. I'm a very loyal guy, and when I say I'm going to be there, I'll be there. And, you know, it was kind of the semester already started, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to stay here. And it's, you know, pretty much the Alabama of Canada, if you want. We're best program in the country, of the best facilities, the coaching staff. It's, you know, they really treat you as a pro, and they really, I guess, kind of build you up to what you can expect once you do hit the pros, or once you do have that opportunity. So it's really well run, and I wanted to win. I wanted to be on a winning team, and I wanted to contribute to, you know, to the best team in the country. And you know, sure enough, I was lucky enough to do it for four years. We won two championships, which was awesome. And yeah, my last game in that uniform was lifting the cup in front of our fans at home in the snow. It was just a surreal ending, I guess, to my college career. And yeah, just great experiences that we'll never forget. So
yeah, that's awesome. That's what it's all about, is the experiences. So going into college, like, did you expect anything to, like, develop into, like, a possible pro career after that? Or, like, what, and, like, also, what was that, like, transition, like, from going from high school to college, which is a whole nother step up?
Yeah, it's, you know, the pace of the game is completely quicker. And you know, that the guys are bigger, they're stronger, they're faster. So as far as kicking is concerned, like, you know, you have a lot less time, because the guys are coming at you pretty quick. So it's I think that aspect took a bit of time to really grasp and to really be comfortable with. But other than that, it was just kicking a ball, you know. So it's something that I've been doing since I can walk. So it was that part was okay. It was just more so, the, you know, having the body kind of change. You know, you're in your teen years, you're transitioning, so everything is, you're trying to get used to yourself and used to your new body and that type of stuff. But I think that the biggest aspect is really the quickness of the game. And, you know, obviously it got a lot quicker going into the pros after that. So but, you know, what I liked, like I said, of where I went to college is every practice was exactly what it was when I got to the pros a few years later. It was very, you know, very well structured, and, you know, they take care of you. So, you know, you're really ready once your 3-4 years are done of college. You're really ready to move on to the next step. And yeah, just, again, lucky enough to have the opportunity.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, how were you able to make that adjustment? Like, even as a kicker, like, you have to get the ball off quicker. Like, just, like, did you do, like, special workouts, like, that would help that reaction, like, that speed? Or, like, what would you do to help adjust to the level of play?
Yeah, so that's, you know, a lot of that, you know, that work is done during training camp. And, you know, once you get there, it's really having the trust with your snapper, your holder. It's really, we're really, you know, there's one kicker, there's three guys doing, you know, for field goals, there's three guys touching the ball, and for punts, there's another guy with me. So it's really having the confidence in those guys and trusting those guys and really just, you know, putting in the practice. It's repetition until you get comfortable. And then eventually it just becomes second nature and you're just so used to it. You become, you know, you get into a rhythm and, you know, you realize that's who you are and you just kind of go with the flow. And yeah, you kind of adapt towards there. So really adapting toward to the speed and to the execution was really putting in work with those guys and just really maintaining or gaining a level of confidence together and knowing that, you know, when we get out there, we're putting up three every time. So
yeah, that's awesome. I love that. So like you throughout your college football career, you hold a provincial record with 385 career points, which places you third in the CIS football history books. Like, how special is it to you knowing that you have some records in the record books in the CIS?
It is special. And, you know, records are made to be broken. So we're just kind of waiting for the next guy. But it is cool because, you know, something I'll be able to show the kids and grandkids and whatnot. So my name is, you know, no matter what, it's always gonna be there. Same with, you know, winning the Grey Cups and you know, my name is on the cup and it's not going anywhere. It's going away anytime soon, right? So it's that's the cool part of I guess having records and winning championships is that you're part of history and no one's ever going to be able to take that away from you. So again, lucky enough to be a part of some special teams along the way and some special players. So to have your name next to those guys is pretty cool.
Yeah, it's always going to be there, and that's and like even after like some of these guys break the record, like you'll still have the record at that time, and like you still have it to prove, and like all your names on the cups, so like everything's there to show for it.
Yeah, that's it. And you know, I think as a young kid, you know, whether you're looking to play, you know, football or hockey or soccer, whatever you want to do, baseball, it's I think you have that dream of, you know, lifting the trophy and having your name on the cup or whatnot. And you know, I'm proud to say that I've done that and more. So you know, it was a great career, it was a great run, and now I'm kind of helping up the up and comers. So that's my next satisfaction, is to see those guys succeed and really go on to the next level as well. So
yeah, absolutely. And you also have records in field goals with 69. You set a Canadian record for most field goals in a season with 25. You were on the Quebec All-Star team every year. So like, and you also have two cups to your names in college. Like, how were those experiences like with winning the cup and just raising it, especially that last game, like you said, just raising it in front of the fans?
Yeah, I know. It's really cool. It's cool moments and knowing that you had your best seasons while winning a championship as well is knowing that you really contributed and did your part to you know, to help your team. And I think that's what's more, you know, I guess satisfactory to me is knowing that, you know, I wasn't just a passerby or, you know, I wasn't just another boat. I was someone that was helping to row and putting in my two cents, if you will, into the pile and just really, you know, being a part of a championship winning team or teams, I should say. So it was, I'm really happy and proud of the fact that those years that I do have ring for, I was really at my best. And yeah, that's my greatest achievement.
Yeah, that's unreal. Unreal experiences. So, like, reflecting back on college, like, what were some of the best things about college football that you learned and, like, you're going to hold close to you forever for your life?
Yeah, I mean, you know, the bonds that you make, you know, the friendships that you create. You know, I just spoke with my buddy right now, maybe half an hour ago. He just had his first baby, so it's just cool just to see guys, you know, first of all, to live those moments with those guys when you're in your, you know, late teens, early 20s and you're living things and you're not really thinking about anything else but that present moment. And now, you know, 15 years later, you look back and it's like, wow, you know, that we were just kids, you know, now we're adults and we got jobs and we got kids and we, you know, but it's just cool to still have those relationships. And you know, the championships will bind you forever, no matter where you are, no matter how old you are or where you're living in the world, it's you can always call those guys and say, hey, remember that day? Remember, you know, so you can always remember. And that's, I think, the bond that, you know, again, no one will ever take away.
Yeah, and the bonds you create are separable just because, like, those bonds, like, that you make with your teammates when you're on that championship team, like, you have to be close to win a championship. Like, no team that doesn't have good chemistry or anything is gonna win a championship. Like, those are extremely rare. It's like, you just create those bonds, and then you just live the rest of your lives with them, and it just brings back the memories from, like, when you were playing, when you didn't have those responsibilities that you do now as an adult.
Exactly.
So then you turn pro and you go to the CFL and you get drafted by the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. So, like, what was the process and, like, the grind to get to professional football like?
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a lot of preparation. It's a lot of work, you know, throughout the summer and just getting ready. For me, it was more so just being confident and being, you know, being able to go to camp, you know, with a sense of confidence and knowing that I can, you know, again, it was just kicking a ball. So whether it's in college or high school or the pros, the field is the same and the ball is the same. So for me, it wasn't that big of a difference. It was more so coping with the pressure and coping with having, you know, 40,000 fans in the stadium that you are representing. And I kind of compare that one to player for the Montreal Canadiens, whereas the fans are just incredibly insane. They're very knowledgeable. They know the game. You know, they know where you live, they know what you eat, they know what time you go to the bathroom and what time you go to bed at night, you know. So it's good when you're winning, but when you're losing, they tell you and you know that they have the right to do that because they know what's going to understand that aspect of the game. But it was a really amazing. I think there's no better place in Canada to play football than in Saskatchewan. It's really Canada's team, and it's you know, there's not many people there, right? That's all they have. And, you know, you walk around the streets, people recognize you, you know, it's kind of cool. It was cool to live that experience and to, you know, you're eating. I remember I was with my wife and we were with our head coach and his wife. We were just having dinner and, you know, all of a sudden you got a few shots or whatnot coming to the table. And it's like, hey, you know, cheers. It's just from fans that know that you're there. And it's cool. You know, it was really, really cool to live that and to be a part of that organization and that community and just great people. You know, some of the best time I had playing football and just being away, right, away from home, you know, growing up with my wife, just kind of building family together and doing things on our own as adults. And just amazing experiences. Like I said, and we moved on to Ottawa a few years later and it was also great there. It was fun. Our daughter was born in Ottawa, so we'll always have a special place in our heart. So it's again just an amazing experience throughout. Like I said, I'm preparing the future for the up and comers, so they can live that same experience.
Yeah, that's awesome. The fans are invested in the team. Like, what better place to play than a team fan than fans that are invested. Like management that's invested in the team and just like that fan club, like, you know, that every time you step in the stadium, like, it's going to be filled and like everyone's going to be cheering for you whether you lose or whether you win or lose, but like it's better to win because of those teams, those fans that are invested in the team, like, they're not going to like you when you lose.
No, exactly. Winning cures everything.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So then you go on to play 5 seasons for the Rough Riders, helping them win a Grey Cup in 2013. So, like, what was that year like for you and helping the team win the Grey Cups and just being there and the emotions that went through you when the clock hit zero?
Yeah, I know. It was, you know, the Grey Cup was at home that year, so we kind of had a mindset, you know, right from training camp that we wanted to be in that, you know, at least be in that game and have a chance to compete. You know, we were off to such a hot start. I think we started off 7-0, and then we were 8-1. We lost our running back for a few games and we went on a 4-game losing streak, and it was kind of like, okay, you know, what's going on? And, but then we hit our stride, after that when he came back, and, you know, we never looked back really. You know, we firing the Grey Cup game, it was, I don't know, 31-3 or something at halftime or whatever it was. And it was kind of like we knew the game was over, but we knew we had to kind of keep our foot on the gas and not let up, because they had a powerful offense and they could, you know, they can, you know, hit us with a game changing play anytime, you know. So it was like a crazy cold week that whole week, you know, leading up to the Grey Cup. It was like minus 40 Celsius. We're practicing outside. We practiced outside twice that week. Out of three practices, we were outside twice. We had, I remember, our punter, Ricky, it was punting day and we were outside. So we had to get warm, and, or he had to get warm. I was just kind of, shagging balls for him. And they had put like a little tent or whatnot with some heaters. And he was on the other side of the field kicking towards the tent, and he took five balls with him. And he punted the first two and they landed, but it was so cold that the balls exploded on as soon as he hit the ground. Like they just poof, you know. And it was like, so I called him over. I said, buddy, like, stop kicking, you know, like we only have three balls left and we got three practices to go, you know. So it's like, that was kind of a cool experience that week. But then, you know, come game day, it was Sunday night. It was such a beautiful night. It was like 3 degrees Celsius. It was just beautiful. You know, not a cloud in the sky, and the stadium was packed. And, you know, again, we were up big at halftime. So we just, and then we came out in the second half, we scored another one early. So it was kind of, everyone's nerves just kind of settled down. And, you know, when the clock was nearing zero, and it was just, you turn around with, and I was next to my buddy Ricky, and you know, we had such a great season, and is, you know, it, just the emotions run, you know, all the emotions run through, you know, you have happy tears and you're yelling and you're, you know, you're jumping up and down. And it was, yeah, it was surreal. You know, the fans didn't even leave the stadium. They were still there. They stayed there for hours after it was over. It was incredible. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome. Just like the bonds you build again, and like the memories you make, like that's what it's all about. And just you love when that happens, and like those moments you get to share with everyone.
Absolutely. Yeah, it was great.
So then throughout the rest of your football career, you go to Ottawa and then you go to Edmonton. So like Ottawa, you said that you had your daughter was born there. So like, what was that experience like playing in Ottawa and then finishing out your pro career in Edmonton?
Yeah, no, Ottawa was great. It's such a great city. They were a new franchise, or they were in their second year when I got there. So they started in 2014, and you know, I was just it was kind of an opportunity for me to get closer to home as well. I'm from Montreal, so you know, it was neat to kind of be a part of that team and to help build that organization, if you will. And yeah, just a great city, great fans. They've been waiting for football to come back for a long time. And you know, to be able to bring back a championship to that city was after 40 years, it was pretty cool, you know, pretty special. And you know, unfortunately I got hurt late in the season, so I wasn't able to finish the season, but you know, I know that the efforts that I put in helped us get there. And yeah, it's, again, anytime you win a championship or you're part of it, you definitely feel like you contributed. And yeah, it was great experience. And then after that, going to Edmonton, such an amazing franchise. It's you know, great city, and you know, lots of history with that team. So just to be able to wear those colors even for a couple of games was very meaningful to me. And there was the equipment manager that was there, was a dear friend of mine, and he was actually with us and in team Canada when I was younger. So it was, you know, it was pretty neat to be able to get dressed by him, I guess, for my last game. And yeah, I guess football life came full circle after that. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. So I got one last question for you. So throughout your football career, like you throughout your pro career, you face ups and downs throughout the season. So like, What were some of the tips that you would use to get over those obstacles that are like going, you're spiraling down? Like, what would be something that would bring you up and like help your confidence and you to play better?
Yeah, I think, you know, I think it's very important, especially when you get to that level, to have a great support system. You know, I was lucky enough to have my family close. My wife, she's been by my side since college. So it's, you know, I knew what to expect from her, and, you know, she never disappointed me. So it was great to have that and great to have that support. And, you know, and it was really just to find things to do that, you know, I like playing golf. So I played a lot of golf throughout my football career, and just to kind of get your head off, you know, away from football and away from that life, just to get out with the boys and do something different. You know, you're still with those guys, but you're doing something different. You're talking about different things other than football. So that was kind of what helped me, you know, get through the ups and downs, and just, you know, at the end, realizing that, you know, I'm not going to be perfect, but, you know, you can strive to be, but you have to accept the fact that you're not going to be perfect and you're going to make mistakes, but it's how you learn from those mistakes and, that, you know, will allow you to grow as a player, as a person. And, yeah. So again, just having a great support system, you know, using, you know, especially my position, and, you know, mental health is a really big, really big thing nowadays. And it's very important to use all the resources you have available to you, because there are tons. And, you know, don't wait on, you know, so if you have trouble, then, you know, take action right away, because it could definitely save your life. And I know it did mine. So that was definitely a big plus.
Yeah, absolutely. I love like the way you went through it, and that you're fighting through with like the ups and downs, or you're fighting through the downs that you face, and just like have a positive outlook, like we said earlier in the episode. Like that's what it's all about. It's like that positive outlook, and just being able to come out of it and just know that you're gonna do it well and compete in battle as well with your teammates.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, Chris, thank you so much for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time, and I want to wish you the best of luck with everything else. And this is a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was great. Thanks for having me. And, yeah, likewise to yourself, and wish you all the best, my friend.